Start with the, this is a Mullen pedal steel guitar, ladies and gentlemen.
So 12 strings.
12 string pedal steel guitar, yes.
Now I know that your tuning, I mean, it's not like a standard E9 tuning, and it's not like a C6, it's like your own thing.
Yeah, here's the tune in here. It's got it's a... And then I got all the different pedals.
So you've got five knee levers, right?
Five knee levers.
Five knee levers, and then how many?
I got both feet going.
You've got a handful.
It's interesting, you know. I have to play like an organ player.
So tell me a little more about this guitar. So you've got, is this like a signature model that they made for you? Just kind of your own?
Yeah, it was like my own little thing. Got the volume, got the tone.
So right on it, you've got a volume and a tone, and then this switch, does it go to like a humbucker thing or?
Yeah, like single coil humbucker. Single coil.
Yeah.
Split and then like humbucker kind of deal.
Yeah.
This is a Telonics pickup.
Telonics, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cool.
I wouldn't say it's the best, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds killer. Well, that's great.
It's really clear. You get all this string separation.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful. That's great. So,
yeah, baby.
So, and then you've got a second one similar to this that
I got a Jackson stand-up pedal steel guitar and a couple of those that we should probably break out.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's break out the Jackson.
Yeah, let's go to Jackson.
The
That's great.
The evolution of the pedal steel guitars has arrived.
Yeah.
With Robert Randolph, you know, because now we could stand up and we could hit pedals and.
Yeah, that's great.
Where's the round? Is that the round thing?
All right. Tech Tim there helping out, keeping him busy through the shows, I'm told.
He's. Yeah, when he's paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay. So these things got more sustain, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So this is. So this, you've got four pedals, and what tune are you using?
No need levers on this one. This is four pedals. This is a D tuning here.
Okay. And the one pickup looks like a.
I don't know what kind of wood is this. I think there's some kind of special. From some island, they told me. I don't even know, man. Wow. I didn't pay for it, so I didn't care.
Yeah, beautiful guitar. Yeah, that's great.
I didn't pay for it, so. Yeah, this is a D. A sort of D major, six kind of tuning, you know?
Yeah, great.
So this thing, you know, it's got. Sounds pretty fucking good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't had my amp in a while.
Yeah, that amp sounds killer.
Robert Randolph's signature amp, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, well, should we?
I'd get you one. I'd get you 20% off.
All right.
I'll get you 20% off if you buy a record.
Yeah. Bring in your CD to your local PV dealer.
Yes.
Wait, well, why don't we talk a little bit about this amp? So this is your new signature.
This is a new signature, Robert Randolph's. He got my name on it here.
Yeah, prototype, right?
I haven't gotten a check yet, but, you know.
Yeah.
You guys need to order it, you know.
Yeah, right.
Pump it up here on a Premier guitar, ladies.
Right, we're pumping it right now. So this is, what, 250 watts, I'm told?
No, this is 500 watts.
Wow.
500 loud PV watts.
Yeah, those,
And this is the loudest amp ever made. Now, I got it in low gain.
Wow.
And I don't even have it really turned up, so.
Wow, that's great. So
this thing will rip your head off. If you want to, you know, if you see these guys coming in with their rigs and you need a Mercedes-Benz, here you go.
Yeah.
The Robert Randolph PV model.
So, and you've got a changer right here, right?
Yes, this is
that's cool.
We came up with this concept for a lot of pedal steel players, but also, you know, guitar players, you know. You just tap, you know, you got your boost here. Then you'll be able to get the spring reverb.
Okay.
Oh, let me tap that again. Spring reverb. The other effects, which over here you got plate reverb, chorus depth.
Oh, cool.
You got delay.
So all those are controlled right there. That's great. How handy.
It also has the tap too for the delay.
Oh, that's great.
So if you want to.
Right.
really want to get down, you know.
Yeah. What a great idea to have it, have the controls on your mic stand where they're handy. You know? That's beautiful.
Rando signature amp, ladies and gentlemen.
Great, and running through your signature cabinet as well.
Yes, the cabinet, 212 speakers in here. These are specially brand new design speakers by Hartley PV.
Cool.
This is the best speaker.
It's good, and closed back. That's
it's the best speaker ever made. And I could, no, seriously, it's not, I'm not even playing. When I get back on my pedal steel, I'll show you, because most amps usually fart out when I'm on the low strings on my, not this one.
Yeah.
No.
Killer. All right. Well, that's fabulous.
We have here the Robert Randolph. We haven't even had a couple of weeks, and you see we already got a nick on it. That's signature for you.
then you know it's yours.
Prototype number one.
Nice.
Made by Asher Guitars. This is the Robert Randolph Mellow Bar Strap Around Lap Steel Dobro style guitar here.
Cool.
Specially designed on an angle with all of the cool different effects here, different pickup options.
Yeah.
Especially design here, see most Dobros and all that stuff. And the old mellow bars, you can't really play up on a neck.
Right. That's beautiful.
There you go. Prototype number one, ladies and gentlemen.
Love those pickups, man. That's
They did the old. We did the old throwback. Looking pickup. I forget what are these looking like. What is like the old Supro kind of? No.
Yeah, it's kind of got that vibe. Just that old kind of.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, that's great, and love that.
Sorry, I'm not geeky enough for this.
And you use the same bar whether you're on lap steel or pedal steel.
Yeah, I'm really not supposed to though. This one, I was looking in here because you're really supposed to use a smaller bar, the smaller Robert Randolph bar.
Who makes your signature?
This is made by Shub. Shub makes the signature Robert Randolph. You see here, this is called the RR1. If you want something heavier, then you have to pay me again and get the RR2.
Yeah, sure.
I only get like 10 cents for these a piece.
Yeah, you know what though? A lot of pedal steel, a lot of players out there, two each, that adds up.
Yeah, you know, 5 cents here, 10 cents there, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be able to eat a steak once of, you know, every couple months, you know.
Well, that's great. And what kind of picks are you using?
These are Dunlop picks, special. My gauge is a 22.
So a little thicker,
a little thicker, gives you a little more grip, you know. Yeah. Not the little skinny 18s, you know.
Yeah.
You see guys playing 18s, you know, they got no real tone, you know.
Right.
You know, it's like Stevie Ray played with a lot of heavy, you know, strings.
Yeah.
Heavy picks, and, you know, that's how you get the tone, man.
Right, digging in like that.
Yeah. You want the thin sound, you know, you can play, We play bluegrass, which is cool, you know.
Yeah.
But you want to get down, you know, rock and roll, and got to get you some heavier picks.
And you do dig in hard. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I dig in, man, a lot.
Not a lot of restraint, just hitting that
thing. Nah, man, you know, with the thumb.
That's great. You were beating that thing like an ocean of money. That
is as great. Phil Campbell said, you got to slap it like you're slapping some booty.
Yeah, right.
Okay. What's my quote? That's Phil Campbell. Yeah. You better slap that thing like you're slapping some booty.
Yeah, you know? Phil might be onto something.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, so, you know, we got all of this cool stuff, the Mullen pedal steel.
The Jackson
stand-up lap steel, pedal steel.
And your signature.
Action signature. I got another signature PV that I don't have here, which is even cool too. You know, it's a PV lap steel. It's called the Robert Randolph Power Slide.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
I've seen those before.
You've seen them. Yeah. They sound really great and wonderful. We don't have any here because I beat them up, so.
Yeah. There's your basic guitar setup.
Yeah.
And your new SIG amp. Let's talk about these pedals a little bit.
Let's talk about the pedals.
It seems like you get almost all your tone just from the guitar and the amp and your hands, but every now and then.
Yeah, you need a little bit of
weapon.
A little bit of secret weapon, you know.
So let's start with these two right that you're using the most, right at your feet.
Yes, I'm starting with these two right here. Custom Audio Wah-Wah.
Oh, pedal. Yeah.
It's great, it's durable, it has the cool knobs here. You can adjust how much Q and how much O you want, you know.
No longer run your volume pedal, so do you just put the volume where you want it?
And yeah, then... the cool thing about this is I got a volume up here too,
okay.
So you know.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So you've got that Mission volume.
Yeah, we have the Mission volume pedal, ladies and gentlemen.
But you'll leave that
These
open.
Are the two most durable pedals that's made, you know. I mean, because I beat up everything, and I haven't beaten these two up, man, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when we had the old, I won't say which names, but when we had the old wah and volume pedals, we would probably go through 10 of those every, you know.
I bet,
because
they're
months.
Constantly being used.
Yeah, I mean, these things, you hit these things, man, and they, you know.
Yeah.
He had a little bit too much whiskey on stage, you know.
Stomp him.
And stomp on him.
That's great. And it's great that you put a volume on your pedal steel as well.
Yes. Yep.
Kind of atypical, but works with your style.
It's all kind of relative because, you know, even though you got your volume here, you know, us pedal steel and lap steel players usually use the volumes for like swells.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, when you back off a little bit, it gives you a little cleaner tone.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, and then over here we got the fun stuff.
All right, let's
we
see
have
this.
The mother of all pedal boards, which really, you know, Henrietta Engineering. This guy.
Oh, cool.
He designed a pedal board in a 12-ounce casing. You know, this thing weighs about 12 ounces.
Great.
And you know, you got your fat boost. We have a delay. We got tremolo.
We got Phaser, we got Black Hole Chorus, and we got a Pinkman Dirty Boost. You know, and these is all designed. This is the chorus. Is actually really cool too, the delay.
Cool, let's hear it.
You know. Get some cool repeats.
Oh, cool. Love that crazy analog. That's great.
You know? Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, very cool.
And so there you have it, the Kevin Henretta Engineering.
Wow, that's
pedal.
A lot in one compact.
Yes. And really, you know, for, you know, usually when I'm doing a lot of fly dates and stuff, you just take this little one.
That's all you need. Yeah.
You know, you're already strapped and ready.
Right.
I got an MXR Phaser.
Oh, cool. Yeah, the Phase 95.
Yeah, like tiny... sort of like, you know, like the throwback ones, but, you know.
Wow, that's great.
And this cool new pedal made by Buddha, which is called a Zen Man OD Boost. Now this thing is really nasty. Cool, right?
Yeah, very cool.
So here you have some of my cool secrets, some of my cool stuff.
Yeah.
The tuner too. You can't forget about the Peterson.
Right.
Great company. Strobe tuners gets right to the, you know, right to the nitty gritty of where you need to be in tune.
And does that? So that's got the a sweetener setting. Do you use a sweetener or just do straight up?
We just use straight up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You were kind of adjusting, it seems like, on the fly just by ear, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, pedal steels and lap steels, they're all different. So, especially pedal steels, you really can only tune the pedals by ear.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just.
Yeah, because they
haven't
enough.
These guys haven't really evolved,
right,
you know,
right,
into how not to get the cabinets to drop and the woods to bend when you hit a pedal. So.
Yeah, it's all kind of a compromise.
Yeah, so you got to kind of really tune. Everyone is different, too. You really got to tune them all by ear.
Yeah.
You could tune the E to 440, and then that's just about it. What's tuned to 440?
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. That's great. And so this mystery one right there.
The mystery one.
Yeah, are we going to talk about the mystery one, or are going to keep it a mystery?
The mystery one is a mystery one.
Can we hear it?
Because they don't make these anymore.
You don't even have to tell it. Just let it. That's great. Okay. That's great. So we'll leave
that for a mystery.
Yeah, you can figure that one
actually
out.
Actually made by Behringer. It's a Behringer auto Y.
Yeah. So y'all look.
So I gave you the secret, ladies.
You take
and
your best guess on that one. Well, man,
we don't want people to know we're using Behringer.
Hey, thanks so much
for joining us.
Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you guys for having me again. Yeah. And anytime, you know, we'll come and jam and we'll come show you some cool gear. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Randolph, Premier Guitar. Peace.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.